McDonald's buys a lot of beef. The restaurant chain is helping to lead the beef industry toward more sustainable production practices on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is unlike any other experience in agriculture.
The things you see here, it's all the newest, latest, greatest. Somebody here is going to take care of you no matter what size farm you are. So I say a regional farm show is like a high school championship football game. It's very cool. Everybody's excited. This is the Super Bowl.
See your future clearly at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, February 27th through 29th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
Some of the most iconic menu items at McDonald's are their 100% beef hamburgers. They don't own farms or rear animals directly, so the company is one of the world's biggest buyers of beef. They're involved in helping move the industry toward more sustainable production practices by working with farmers, environmental groups, and governments. Townsend Bailey is the director of sustainability for McDonald's and serves on the board of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. He says the board has developed a global set of principles and criteria for what sustainable beef should be. Each sector of the value chain within the organization has created metrics, guides, and resources.
For us, it's looking at, well, what are tools that work for farmers and ranchers, and how do we support them? Whether it's trainings that we could sponsor, tools that can be helpful, and so it's less about telling farmers and ranchers what to do and more about how do we engage with tools and systems that have been developed by farmers and ranchers and support those.
Within the sustainability framework, Bailey says the Roundtable is launching a self-assessment tool.
So recognizing every farm, every ranch is different, and there's no one-size-fits-all. So a self-assessment tool says, hey, here are the metrics, here are the resources that we've developed. How are you doing? Where do you want to focus? It can be used by farmers and ranchers. There's also a self-assessment tool for restaurants and retailers to use too. So there's tools for the whole value chain. We're all engaged in this together. It can't be just one part of the value chain has to bear all the burden.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about beef sustainability and the role McDonald's is playing at agriculture.com.